Welcome to episode 641 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. We spent all of last week in Genesis. This week we pivot to Exodus. The book of Exodus is the second book of the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Old Testament. It narrates the story of the Israelites' enslavement in Egypt, their liberation under the leadership of Moses, their journey through the wilderness, and the establishment of the Mosaic Covenant. The book begins with the Israelites becoming numerous and prosperous in Egypt, leading to their enslavement by a new pharaoh, one who did not know Joseph. Amidst the oppression, Moses is born and saved from Pharaoh's decree to kill all newborn Hebrew males. Raised as an Egyptian prince, Moses later discovers his Hebrew heritage and flees to Midian after killing an Egyptian taskmaster. God appears to Moses in a burning bush and calls him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt with the help of his brother Aaron. Moses and Aaron confront Pharaoh, demanding the release of the Israelites. Pharaoh refuses, and God sends 10 devastating plagues upon Egypt. The final plague, the death of the firstborn, forces Pharaoh to relent. Before leaving, the Israelites observe the first Passover, commemorating their deliverance. They then embark on their journey through the wilderness, guided and protected by God. In the wilderness, the Israelites miraculously cross the Red Sea and witness the destruction of the pursuing Egyptian army. They face numerous challenges, including a lack of food and water, but God provides for their needs. The Israelites arrive at Mount Sinai, where God establishes a covenant with them, giving Moses the Ten Commandments and further instructions for their religious and social conduct. While Moses receives the commandments on Mount Sinai, the impatient Israelites build a golden calf to worship. Moses, upon his return, destroys the idol and re-establishes the covenant. The Israelites construct a tabernacle, a portable sanctuary where God will dwell among them. The book concludes with the completion of the tabernacle and the manifestation of God's glory within it, symbolizing his presence and guidance as they continue their journey to the promised land. In Christian theology, types of Christ are characters, events, or objects in the Old Testament that foreshadow or prefigure aspects of Jesus Christ's life and ministry. Although Jesus is not mentioned in the book of Exodus, there are several types of Christ in the narrative. Here are some examples. Moses. As a leader and deliverer of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, Moses is often seen as a type of Christ, who delivers humanity from the bondage of sin. There are far more parallels between the Prince of Egypt and the Prince of Peace. Later this week, we will explore more of these parallels.
Exodus 12 verses 1 to 13. As recorded in the Message, God said to Moses and Aaron while still in Egypt, "This month is to be the first month of the year for you. Address the whole community of Israel. Tell them that on the 10th of this month each man is to take a lamb for his family, one lamb to a house. If the family is too small for a lamb, then share it with a close neighbor, depending on the number of persons involved. Be mindful of how much each person will eat. Your lamb must be a healthy male, 1 year old. You can select it from either the sheep or the goats. Keep it penned until the 14th day of this month and then slaughter it. The entire community of Israel will do this, at dusk. Then take some of the blood and smear it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which you will eat it. You are to eat the meat, roasted in the fire, that night, along with bread, made without yeast, and bitter herbs. Don't eat any of it raw or boiled in water, make sure it's roasted, the whole animal, head, legs, and innards. Don't leave any of it until morning. If there are leftovers, burn them in the fire. And here is how you are to eat it. Be fully dressed with your sandals on and your stick in your hand. Eat in a hurry, it's the Passover to God. I will go through the land of Egypt on this night and strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, whether human or animal, and bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am God. The blood will serve as a sign on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No disaster will touch you when I strike the land of Egypt.
This brings us to two more types. The Passover lamb. The lamb sacrificed during the Passover represents Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is sacrificed to save humanity from sin. Unleavened bread. In the Bible, leaven, yeast, often symbolizes sin and corruption. The process of leavening involves fermentation, which causes the dough to rise and represents the spreading and influence of sin. Therefore, unleavened bread, which is made without yeast, represents purity, holiness, and the absence of sin. The unleavened bread the Israelites were instructed to eat symbolizes the sinless nature of Jesus.
Exodus 13 verses 21 to 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people.
The presence of God leading the Israelites in the form of a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night can be seen as a type of Christ who guides and protects his followers. Food from heaven, manna. God not only provided protection for his people, he also provided food. And the most consistent form of food was manna, which sustained the Israelites throughout their wilderness journey. This bread from heaven provided them with nourishment in a barren and inhospitable environment. It was described as having a sweet taste, similar to honey or wafers made with honey. It is seen as a type of Christ who is the bread of life. The rock at Horeb. When the Israelites were thirsty, Moses struck a rock, and water flowed out to quench that thirst. This rock is seen as a symbol of Christ, who provides living water. The high priest. As the high priest, Aaron, the brother of Moses, was a mediator between God and the Israelites. Jesus is considered the ultimate high priest and mediator between God and humanity.
Exodus 25 verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
The mercy seat. The mercy seat, which we read about in Exodus 25 verses 17 to 22, was the place where the high priest offered the blood of the atonement sacrifice for the sins of the people. It is a type of Christ who offered himself as a sacrifice for sin. These types in Exodus help us understand and appreciate the work of Jesus in the New Testament. They highlight his role as the deliverer, the sacrificial lamb, the bread of life, and the one who provides living water for our spiritual needs. They emphasize the themes of redemption, salvation, and the provision of God's grace through Jesus Christ. Father, we are in awe of your faithfulness and the intricate tapestry of types and shadows that points to Jesus in the book of Exodus. May these lessons deepen our understanding of your redemptive plan and ignite a passion to know and follow your Son more intimately. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.